Real adulting is when you wake up, the first app you check is your email. Hey, welcome back to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you doing? This is episode 112 and I am your host, Awino Awiti. How are you guys doing? I hope mukosalama. Today we're going to be talking about something simple but powerful. How? Nothing in life is ever just what it means. Nothing in life is never just what it seems. Like, how many times have you said, it's just a job, it's just a text, it's just social media, but is it really just that? Or is there more happening beneath the surface? So let's unpack this. Actually, I got inspo. One thing about me, I get inspiration from everything around me, from the things I consume, movies I consume, to the content I consume, to places I visit, to books I read. Actually, I'm almost done with the Atomic Habits book. I'm currently on chapter 19. So, and it's actually, that book is mind opening. Like it. Oh my God, it keeps surprising me. As I flip through each page keeps surprising me. If you haven't read that book, Atomic Habits, please, this is your sign. And if you love self-help books and to someone who likes, like if you, not, this is not even for selected people. This is a book that each and every individual should read in their lifetime. In fact, I'm thinking the previous episode where I talked about must-have life experiences. This should be a must-read book. I think I'll do an episode on that one day. After reading a couple of books, I'll do an episode of must-read books that you must just read in this lifetime. And Atomic Habits is the one on that list because it keeps opening my mind. It keeps teaching me a lot about habits and about life, about our personalities. Currently, the chapter I'm reading, the chapter I'm currently on, it's talking about personality, how to use your personality to do something that you like, to do what works for you, like how your personality, how you can hack life and make it easy in life because you aligned your personalities with your goals, with your career. Yo, it's insane. I love it. Anyway, I'm gonna give you after reading the book, now I'll come back with a sit down and just break it down. Because a lot of chapters, every chapter is just like insane, like it's so important. Anyway, we're not talking about habits today, Atomic Habits. Today I'm talking about something, like I said, simple but powerful. But before getting to that, remember to check out my YouTube Unspoken Podcast KE. Like, share, subscribe. The content there is amazing. Check out my TikTok. I mean, my TikTok era, as I said, I love TikTok currently. And I love the engagement. At least the people who get engaged with my content, I love, like, it's a whole new audience over there. So check out my TikTok, Awino Witty. And Instagram. So I have news, by the way. I'm working with Wowzy again on Instagram. That is so dope. They reached out to me actually today. So I'm working with them on their campaign. It's a little bit different. The other one was in collaboration with TikTok, but now this one is just OZ. So remember, check out my Instagram for that. I'll be uploading soon. And remember to like and comment. Give me that engagement so that they can come back again and again and again and again and again. So I'm super happy and proud. And happy. Like, that is amazing. Manifesting more brand partnerships. Anyway, guys, also, if you still want to be part of the Unspoken Podcast, watch Unspoken Story, the series, my series for this pod, remember to reach out. I always leave the Google form on the description box of every episode. Anyway, so think about it. think about this. Have you ever made a small decision that led to something big? Maybe you randomly checked your email and found a life-changing opportunity. I was reading about this email stuff and then I remember. Now, adulting, real adulting is when when you wake up, the first app you check is your email because you applied for something and you're anxious. Like, that is adulting for me. Me, I'm always checking my email every day. Like, I'm always checking. I'm constantly checking my email. And I have like 4 emails, all of them. I'm always checking them. So maybe you randomly checked your email and found a life-changing opportunity, or you casually met someone who ended up being a huge part of your life. The truth is, nothing is ever just one thing. Every action, every moment, every word, it all has layers. Let's take something as simple as walking, which is something I've been trying to build my walking habits. But this raining season, it has just disrupted my walking, my routine, my habits, the habits I was trying to build. Okay, not all, but nowadays the weather is so bad. It's so cold outside and it rains heavily. So I don't really go to my usual evening walks as much because the weather ain't it. So let's take something as simple as walking. It's not just walking, it's fitness. Like, you can just say, okay, I'm just going for a walk. But literally, that is you trying to get fit. That is fitness. There's a lot of benefits that come from walking. So it's not just walking. It gives you mental clarity. It's self-care. It's where ideas are born. Oh my God, I've said this many times that whenever I take a walk, my mind opens up. I become so creative. I get a lot of ideas. Like, even this idea for What's Your Unspoken Story, the series, I got this idea while I was taking a walk. So it's where solutions come together. So it's not just walking. That's why I was really thinking about this episode. This episode was highly inspired. It came from a deeper place for me. Like, many years ago, like 2 years ago, last year, there were things there are things I actually wanted for my life. The things I wanted to achieve. The things I just wanted to explore. The things I wanted to do. But then, here I am. I've been able to do some of the things. Not all. But I just say, okay, I just did that. I did. Like, it's not just that. Like, life has a big... I think everything has a bigger meaning. That's why you say everything has a reason. And I think it's... Everything does... Like, nothing just happens because things happen. It's not just. That's why I feel like this was like something, it was like a deep episode for me. It's like a deep episode and really thought-provoking episode. And I'm like, I need to share this. So, and let's be real, even inaction has meaning. Like, ignoring that gut feeling, that's not just hesitation. It's fear, it's avoidance, maybe even self-sabotage. So, you know, when I thought about this episode, about this idea, because I got this, there was a movie I was watching. Let me read it for you. Like I told you guys, I get my inspiration from everything. The things I watch, the movies, people around me. So I was watching this Nigerian film on YouTube. Like I say, if you're not near here, you say we are currently vibing to African films on YouTube. I'm currently watching a lot of Nigerian films on YouTube. There are a lot of Kenyan films on YouTube. I'm currently on Kenyan and Nigerian. I'm yet to discover any other. Yeah, so there was a movie when someone quoted and said, nothing is just the actor, one of the actors, nothing is just. When a person makes progress, you should acknowledge it and appreciate it. So what really stood out for me there was, nothing is just. So I was thinking, okay, actually, it's actually true. Nothing is just. There's a lot of meaning. There's a lot of things that carries weight from everything that happens around our life. So let's talk relationships. A simple good morning text. It's not just a text. It's a connection. It's effort. It shows care. Like if you're dating and someone and your date, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they text you, good morning, honey. Good morning, baby. It's not just a text. Like, you will feel like this person woke up thinking of me. It gives you a connection. It shows how they care about you. It gives effort, like this person actually wants to communicate with me. So it's not just a good morning text. That argument you brushed off, they're not just words. It's a sign of something deeper that might need addressing. So this thing actually changed. It's changing how I view a lot of things. Like, when it comes to work, that boring task at work that you do, it's not just work. That you showing up every day at your place of work is discipline. You're building your reputation. You're building your skills. You're building your portfolio. So whatever you're doing is not just. The other day, I was even thinking, when I'm one thing about me, if you haven't checked my Instagram, they I uploaded a picture yesterday on IG, and my caption was occupation, dressing up and taking cute pictures, because that's what I do. I was even saying, if I could do that for a living, if someone could just hire me to just dress up, look good, and take pictures, please, I'll succeed in that job. That would be, that's my dream job, actually. So that was the caption for that photo on Instagram. And that's actually what I always do. I don't always wait to maybe go out to have something interesting for me to take a video, for me to take a photo and just remember. I'm one person who will dress up, will take a shower, put on makeup, put on an outfit, an amazing outfit, like put together an amazing outfit just to take, style my hair, lay my edges, just to take a simple picture in my house, just for the, like, just to look good, because I love taking pictures. So, and I was thinking, that's just not an Instagram post. I'll think that, okay, that's just me. I've just posted a post. That's just a picture, a normal picture. I've just posted it on Instagram. But that's actual content. It's a brand move. Without me uploading those pictures, I wouldn't have gotten the wowzy deal on Instagram. Like, well, ask myself, why did I just get that deal? Why did I just get that deal on Instagram? Why? Because I'm one person who, it's not just a picture, it's content. Like, people love seeing that content. It's a brand move. It's a portfolio, and it's a door for opportunities. And it actually, those taking those random pictures, it opened a door for opportunity. Door of opportunity for me. And I'm now working with Wowzy again. And now I'm currently working with them only on Instagram. The other time it was Facebook and Instagram, but now I'm just working with them on Instagram. So it's not just a post. It's work, it's content, it's something that people are, it's gonna be out there, it's putting myself out there. So yeah, I feel like this is something I need to share. Like, whatever you're doing, it's not just don't undermine your efforts. Be intentional. Track whatever you're doing. Be intentional about it. Appreciate your milestones, whether big or small. Appreciate your milestone. Stop over simplifying life. I feel like we really oversimplify life when it should really. One thing about me, I know I'm a deep person, and I love that about me. I'm deep. I take things deeply. I love deep things. I love deep conversations. I mean, so we should stop oversimplifying life. Actually, it's actually dangerous. I was even reading while I was doing my research that it's actually dangerous to oversimplify life. When you say it's just a promotion, we don't play its impact. We don't play impact of that thing. And that can be actually very dangerous. Take social media. For example, people say it's just the internet, but is it? It influences how we see ourselves. Yo, social media can give you pressure. It influences how we see ourselves. It can affect our mental health. It shapes careers. It even shifts culture. So, is it just the internet? No, there's more to that. So let's stop dismissing things as just. Dismissing things as just makes us less mindful of their power, both good and bad. So generally, let's stop oversimplifying life, man. So how do we break out of this habit? Simple. Ask yourself, what else could this mean? This opportunity I got, like, for example, ask myself, this opportunity I got with Wowzy, what does this mean? It's not just a job. It's not just something that happens randomly. This is an opportunity. It could be a stepping stone. It could be an opportunity to more brand work, brand deals. Like, now I'm even excited to even work on my Instagram more, to even push more content on my, to upload more content on my Instagram, because this is a great opportunity. So it can act as a stepping stone. Like, I'm adding Wowzy on my portfolio. Like, if someone would now approach me and ask me which brand have you worked with on Instagram, I can say I've worked with Wowzy. So this opportunity, it's not just something that happens. It's an opportunity that I can't ignore. And this is also applies to you who's listening. If there's something, if you've got an opportunity in your life, if there's something that has happened, sit down and ask yourself, what else could this mean? It's deeper than that. I think if you go deeper, you'll actually use that opportunity more. ask yourself, what else? Why did this happen? What else could this mean? This is like you were showing me that this is you're actually on your purpose. This is what you're meant to be doing. Continue creating content. This is your purpose. This is what you're meant to be doing. This is where most of your opportunities can come from. So whatever it is, ask yourself, what else could this mean? That one random encounter, could it have meaning? Be intentional. I've talked about intentionality on this episode. On this podcast, I mean several times. Stop brushing things off as just. Be curious about the ripple effects. Like, what could this mean? Why did this happen? Like, what could this mean? Slow down, just slow down and reflect. That's why I say it's very important to journal, sometimes to take those walks, just be sitting in your thoughts. Sitting in your thoughts, you really clarify a lot of things in your life. When you just sit in your thoughts, you sit down and just reflect. Slow down. So slow down and reflect. The most profound changes often come from small moments. Think about those small moments. The most profound changes often come from small moments. Just sit down and reflect. Okay, what else could this mean? What does this mean for me? What does this mean for my career? What does this mean for my future? Nothing is just. So nothing is ever just what it seems, man. That's the lesson of this episode, man. Nothing is ever what it seems. When we stop oversimplifying life, we start living it more fully. It's time for us to live life more fully. Stop oversimplifying life. So here's my challenge for you. Pick one thing you've been calling just and dig deeper. What's the bigger picture? Think about it. Ask yourself. Something you've been calling, it's just a job. Man, it's just a house. It's just what? It's just flowers. When someone sends you flowers, it's just flowers. What does that mean? If someone calls you every day, it's not just a call. It's not just checking on you. What's the bigger picture? So if this episode made you think, share it with a friend or hit me up on social media. Remember, you can share your comments and I'll see. Think about this challenge and share in your comments. What's something you've been calling just? But if you dig deeper, what's the bigger picture? What do you see? What do you see? Because when I had just that quote, nothing is just. I'm like, yeah, that means something. Like when I moved to Nairobi last year, it's not just a move. Like I just found myself in Nairobi. What does that mean for me? What does that mean for my career? It means I have to start seeking opportunities over here. I went here. Like, what does that mean? So yeah, think about it. What's the bigger picture? Anyway, that's it for today. I hope this episode has been thought-provoking as I wanted it to be. I hope it has provoked something in you as it did in me, because I was like, yo, nothing is just that. I was like, I had to share this with my speakers because it provoked something in me. It really did. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I have to love and leave you over here. Until next time, remember to stay mindful, stay present, and remember, nothing is just. Adios.